Grizzly bears have attacked four hunters in Montana in less than 2 weeks. A man from Ohio survived a mauling on Tuesday, and now wildlife officials are trying to find out if it's the same bear that attacked three other hunters in two separate attacks on September 16th. Those victims also survived, but it does bring up an important issue. The grizzly is still listed as a threatened species, but the number of bears in the greater Yellowstone region is on the rebound. Quentin Kujula is with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and he joins us now by Skype. Quentin, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And four people injured in three separate attacks in this short time frame. Is there a common thread? What happened?
Yeah, I think there are two things that are coming together there. It is the archery season in Montana, archery season for deer and elk. So there's a lot of archers out on the landscape right now. They're being quiet. They're doing it early in the morning, and they're hunting through the day to dusk. So those are periods that we know a lot of wildlife, to include grizzly bears, are active. And then on the bear side, it is fall, so they're in a state of hyperphagia. That is to say, they're pursuing food as they lay down additional layers of fat for this coming winter hibernation period.
And I know you're still looking into this, but is it possible that it's the same bear? Is that likely?
It's possible. To date, there's no definitive evidence that is the case. It's just as possible, given the number of bears on the landscape, that it, in different bears, and again, given what the bears are doing, roaming in some cases long distances in search of food before winter weather sets in, there's been no definitive evidence that it's the same bear to date.
And we know that in one case, at least, the victim had bear spray. How much of a difference does that make?
It makes a huge difference when you look across the testimonials and the reports, you know, of attacks. You know, bear spray is time and again has shown to be a successful deterrent to keep bears away from, you know, making contact with the hunter in some cases, if contact is made, driving the bear off.
This is something like a pepper spray, and of course you have to be prepared to use it if a massive grizzly bear is charging at you, so, you know, it could be difficult to do. But of course the bigger issue here is that more and more bears are in this area, and when the animal was first listed as threatened in 1975, there were fewer than like 150 of these animals in the greater Yellowstone region. I mean, how much has the population changed over the years?
Through researched efforts, that we identify with the Yellowstone ecosystem today is approximately 700 bears.
And why the increase?
You know, in this case, this is a case where the Endangered Species Act, that is to say the protections that the Endangered Species Act represent for to prevent the take of bear, and also, the accommodation in habitat management that the ESA brings about, those have been successful measures put in place. And the bears as individuals and then some total as a population have responded with the growth that those numbers represent today.
And as the population increases, are you having conversations there about these types of run-ins with humans and whether they'll become more commonplace?
Yeah, it is one of the top priorities for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is to, you know, make a consistent and a clear outreach to the recreating public, the working public in some places on Montana's landscape, as these bears, with the population having grown and continuing to grow, you know, there's also a distribution increase. So they're moving into areas that haven't seen bears, grizzly bears, for a long time. So those experiences are new. Trying to get in front of those circumstances with outreach, letting people know that it's possible, helping people understand how best to be prepared for that moment, what they can do to minimize the chance of running into a bear, and if they do run into a bear, what they do at that point.
The debate over whether to delist the grizzly from federal protection is ongoing. As you well know, there in the Mountain West, it's highly contentious, always has been. Decisions to remove the status were reversed in 2007 and then again just a few years ago. But I want you to tell me, in your own personal experience, what is the grizzly bear like at close range?
You know, the bear, it's an intimidating beast. An adult male might be on the order of 600 pounds or more. They're fast. They're quiet. In a dietary context, they're an omnivore. They eat both vegetable and animal matter. They can certainly threaten. They can kill. They can maim, not just humans, but livestock. And so They represent a source of anxiety, a source of fear. They also represent a source of awe for folks. And sometimes the same person has all of those emotions and as all those values come to bear. Many bears out on the landscape, you know, persist at least seasonally or from day to day in relative close proximity to humans and never get into conflict. It runs the gamut. It runs a spectrum from fear to awe to maybe loathing, at least in moments. And sometimes all of those emotions are captured in the same one person.
That's Quentin Kujala, the Wildlife Bureau Coordinator for Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Quentin, thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you.